Blog Talk Radio.
That even if you're just saying hi, even if you're just sharing a quick little 10-second, 20-second, just what's going on in your week, it is Feedback Friday, and we are so glad to have you with us. This is the call every week on Fridays where you have the opportunity to share what's going on with Bozzy, what's going on with Accelerate, share your stories, because this is your opportunity to be able to share those stories with the rest of the country and for you to be able to connect with other team members across the country about what's going on with Bozzy, what's going on with Accelerate. So it's kind of like open mic morning. And I just put the call into a presentation mode so that the lines are clear to just give everybody a minute about to just collect your thoughts and think about what you're going to share on this morning's call. And we don't know who's going to share. It's whoever just steps up. It's kind of like, I don't know, jumping rope or anything else where you just kind of jump in and you just let us know that you want to share. But the lines are going to be open. In about 20 seconds, I'm going to open up the lines so that you have an opportunity to share, but that means the lines need to be quiet. So if you're not sharing yourself, put your phone into mute. Either press the mute button on your phone or press *6, and that will mute your line. And then when you want to speak, you press *6 to unmute your line, and then you'll be able to speak. So I want to just, before we get started here, there are three reasons why we do this. One is stories are just a natural way to share about Bozzy. It's what we do. To be able to share about this wonderful opportunity, this wonderful product, so that other people, you know, that are in other parts of the country have an opportunity to hear your stories about what's going on with you, to hear you share as a leader. Number two, it lifts everybody's confidence. It's encouraging for other people to be able to hear what's going on in other parts. And number three, it's what leaders do. You know, a lot of people who are diamonds now, they got their first opportunity speaking about Bozzy or speaking about Accelerate to a larger group in this setting. They just literally shared for 10 or 20 seconds or 30 seconds on a Feedback Friday call. So this is your opportunity to grow a little, to step out a little, and also to just let the country know what's going on with you, or whether it's as simple as, you know, your first sharing. You know, if you've been in the business a week and you've shared the product with somebody, to, you know, whatever it is that's going on in your business, we would love to hear your Bozzy and Accelerate story. So I'm going to go ahead and open the lines now. All right, the lines are clear. Who wants to be the first person to share?
Tom Bowles.
Tom Bowles. And who else did we have right at the same time?
That was the Ram Bombs, but go ahead, Tom. Take it away.
Okay. I'm going to be very quick. Very quick. Sylvia, I just got to thank you for Garrett spending the time that he does on the road. And I just got to tell you guys, I picked him up from the airport, Andrea and I, and the flight was late. He forgot his suit pants in Dallas, and we were, you know, rushing to get to the event. But let me tell you, that was the absolute best presentation that Gary McGrath ever did. It was phenomenal.
Amen.
We had a few cancellations, but the new people that were there, we had a lot of new people. We had a lot of people, new distributors, and he was right on the money. And I just got to say thanks to Cincinnati. Duran will go more into it, but I got to tell you, Gene Stewart and Dennis Norquist and all you guys in Orlando, you better get your notebooks out because Garrett's on his way right now, and he is on fire. So thank you, Sylvia.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. And it is, I mean, I have just heard nothing but wonderful things about the event that happened last night in Cincinnati. And, you know, you and your team and Duran and Nicole, I mean, you guys are the ones that make it happen. You guys were the ones that brought new people to see and to experience that team environment that you've created there in Cincinnati. And, you know, Garrett and I feel blessed to be able to have the opportunity to do this, so we thank you very much. It's a pleasure to go around the country and be able to meet all the new leaders and to meet your guests and to, you know, as new people are joining the business, it's an awesome opportunity, an awesome environment. If you're anywhere near Orlando tonight, it's an awesome environment to be able to invite people to and to just feel the excitement, to just feel the energy, to just feel the buzz. So, Tom, fantastic job. I've heard nothing but great things since last night about you and your team. So congratulations, and I mean, job well done, obviously, all the way around. So thank you very much. Hey, Durant.
Yes. Wow. Wow.
Durant Barnes and Nicole Barnes. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Just wanted to echo some things Tom said. I'm not going to, you know, share too long as well, but you know, just what an awesome event. Thanks once again to Garrett for coming out. And, you know, just when awesome leaders like Gary Hartiford and the Voses, Tom Bones and Patty Vose and Sarge and Shauna Wiggum and all the people get together and, you know, put their heads together, what a powerful event that can happen. And, you know, it truly was a life-changing event. And we're just so thankful, you know, to be tutored by someone like Garrett McGrath and Sylvia yourself because, you know, not many people have this type of leadership that they can actually lean on to build a business. And, you know, these people, you all know how to build a business. All we have to do is just follow in the footsteps, and success starts to happen. So we're very, very excited. I mean, a lot of up and coming leaders were at the event. You know, we had people there who actually were able to get their four people last month and, you know, got their fast start bonus, new brokers. We have a lot of excitement happening, and this is just the beginning. So, you know, Cincinnati's on the map, and we're just very, very excited. And congratulations to all the people that came out and experienced that event. It was just truly amazing. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Duran. And, I mean, you can see why Diamond, Duran, and Nicole Barnes are just the amazing leaders they are. And we just love you guys. We're just amazed at what you guys are able to pull together there in Cincinnati and just the excitement and energy. I mean, in the middle of what I heard was just terrific storms. It really speaks to your leadership and the leadership of your leaders and their leaders and so on and so on that you had such an amazing, fantastic event in the middle of, I mean, one of the worst thunderstorms. It sounds like it was just incredible.
Making copies.
The lines are open, so please mute your line. So, Duran and Nicole, our hats off to you, to your leadership, to your team, to all the leaders there in Cincinnati, to the Volfers, to the Hartifers, and to everybody that made it happen there. It sounds like it was just, I mean, it literally was an event that changed lives, that's setting a new trajectory, that's setting a new course for people. So thank you very much for sharing, and awesome job. So thank you very much. Who else wants to share on this feedback?
Gene Stewart, Orlando.
Hey, Gene Stewart, Orlando. Good morning, sir. Diamond, Gene Stewart, take it away.
Good morning, and thank you, Duran and Tom. You guys are fantastic. And, you know, I was just thinking as you were talking, you know, every time that I've seen Garrett, every time he's been in here and anywhere else we've ever seen him, at the end of the session, wherever it is, wherever, whatever we're doing, I have the thought, you know, this just couldn't get any better. Garrett cannot get any better. And every time he tops himself. And I'm so excited for him coming off of that incredible meeting in Cincinnati. And anybody that's got people they know here in the state of Florida, hey, this is not a very big state. You can get here in a couple hours from anywhere in Florida. Send your people tonight to Orlando, to the Clarion Inn and Conference Center in Altamont Springs. Give us a call. We'll help you with your guests. We are so excited, and thank you, Sylvia, so much. Thank you, Garrett, and we're going to have a great time.
I couldn't agree more. Gene, it is going to be a fantastic evening, and your leadership together with Dennis Nordquist and Ronnie and Tommy and Christy and Wayne and Dr. Bob and Sue and all of the leaders that are there, the fantastic leadership of Orlando, Florida, is going to look after. If you send anybody there, I mean, they're going to be welcomed with open arms. It's going to be a fantastic event this evening. And you know what? Orlando always does a fantastic job. The leadership there in Orlando will put on a fantastic event this evening. It is the ideal environment. If you have a guest, if you have somebody even who maybe, you know, was with the company but had something, you know, where they had to be away for a little while and you want to get them re-energized, they want to be there. But guests in particular, when they meet the team there, when they meet the people that are just on fire and that have Bozzy and Accelerate in them, and when they hear the amazing, life-changing, I mean, information and training that they're going to receive tonight that's going to help them build their business and help them take it to the next level. You're going to be so glad that you went, and you're going to be so glad that the people that you know went. So I just, hats off to you guys. You're doing a fantastic job, and thank you very much for sharing. Well, thank you very much. Hey, Doug McGuinn. Good
morning. Sorry to jump in so quickly, Sylvie, but we're heading for the airport. Is it okay if I share for a second?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to have you share.
Well, I just wanted to clear up some confusion. We're headed to the airport to head to Colorado Springs to the Broadmoor Resort for the Players Cup. We've heard a lot of great comments on from Facebook, people wishing as well. And I just wanted to make sure there was no confusion because one of our team members, a very special friend, best friend of mine, Dan Healy, 100K Diamond, we knew how much he absolutely loved athletes, Don Shula, Bob Greasy. These are absolute icons of it. So Patty stepped aside and gave her spot up to Thunder Dan. And so when the pictures come out of Dan and I, we don't want him to have to change his name to Big Patty from California. Anyway, we're going to go up there. We're going to have a great time. I think he packed a white jumpsuit and a red hat to pretend that he's my caddy from the Masters. But we're going to have a blast, and what a great company to have an award like that or have a trip that we won the drawing for. But we were pulling for him, knowing how much he really, really loved the athletes. And so Patty said, take my spot. And actually, she thought I should step aside, but she agreed to finally. So we're going to surprise Brian Greasy that Patty's not playing golf and I'm going to the spa, and Dan and I are going to be playing golf together. So don't clear up any confusion.
Well, thank you so much, Doug McGuinn. You know, that is just, that's amazing. That's beautiful. That really is. That the team, the friendship of you and Dan Healy is just a testament to the kind of friendships that you can create in this industry, to be able to offer that to your buddy that you work with, that you're in the trenches with, that you are just making it happen and setting the world on fire with, to be able to say, I want you to be able to have that spot because I know how much it means to you. To you and Patty to be able to say that to Dan, and for you guys to have just an amazing weekend. That is, I mean, if you haven't seen what this is, that Doug McGuinn, 250K Doug McGuinn and 100K Dan Healy are going to be going to this weekend, you need to check it out. Oh, my goodness. It's the Players' Cup. There's, as you said, Doug, there's going to be Don Shula. There's going to be Bob Greasy. There's also going to be Brian Greasy, Marty Turco, Mike Madonna. There's just a long list that goes on and on and on and on of people who are literally legends, Super Bowl champions, all pros from the NFL. It's going to be an amazing event where you're actually rubbing shoulders with them, eating meals together, beautiful gourmet meals, golfing together, going to the spa. I mean, just the whole experience. And you don't have to pay a dime. It's all unaccelerated. It's all expenses paid. I mean, those are some of the incredible lifestyle things that can happen in this company and that, you know, are available to everyone as they progress through this company. And as you get to the leadership level, you have the opportunity to have a lifestyle, to not only have that security and to not only have, you know, everything that we know that's possible through, you know, doing the plan and going out there and sharing Bozzy and Accelerate with everyone, but also the lifestyle. If you haven't experienced anything like this, I mean, you just, it's really hard to explain how incredible it is. So thank you very much, Doug, for sharing, and we are looking forward to those photographs. It is just going to be the coolest thing ever to see those photographs from the Players' Cup.
Well, priceless memories, and I just want to thank my wife for her unselfishness of passing that on to our good friend.
Well, Patty, you're amazing. We love you. It's just, why am I not surprised at just what a beautiful heart and a beautiful person that you are, And anyways, we love you guys. So, well, thank you very much for sharing, Doug McGuinn. I know we're just coming up on about a quarter past here, about 14 minutes past. If there's one more quick one, we have time. Was there anybody else who just had just dying to share today?
UPS Dan, Sylvia.
Okay, UPS Dan, you go for it.
Good morning, everybody. Well, you know, as what Doug just shared with Patty and himself, they're doing for Thunder. You know, Team in Spirit is just an incredible place to be, as you just shared, what this business brings relationship-wise. And through what I've been through in the last 6 weeks through all these surgeries with this skin cancer, starting with you and Garrett, Doug and Patty, Thunder Dan, and the outreach that I've had from Team in Spirit and from Team California has just changed my life and has just gotten me through all this. And I just want to tell everybody thank you very much.
Well, we love you so much, Dan Higgins. You are just an amazing human being. All of our thoughts and prayers are with you. And we are just so happy that we got to meet you and, you know, become friends with you and so many other amazing people through this business. We would never have met you, but through this business, I mean, you're over there in California, we're here in Texas, there's people from all over the country here right now that are listening in, that are giving you their good thoughts, well wishes, and their prayers for your speedy recovery. And we love you, and we're just so grateful that we have the opportunity to know you, and we're just we're proud to have you part of the team, and it's from the heart. So we appreciate you, Dan, and as we do everybody who shared on this call, thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you to Doug and Patty McGuinn and just the wonderful example that you are of leadership, and thanks to Patty for being just the gracious heart that she is. And to Thunder Dan, you and Doug have a wonderful weekend together. I know it's just going to be amazing. Thank you to Gene Stewart, who shared on the call this morning about what's going to be happening in Orlando tonight and how exciting that's going to be. Garrett is going to be in town. He's on fire. It is going to be an amazing event there in Orlando. And thank you very much to Diamond Duran Barnes and Nicole Barnes, who shared on the call about the amazing things that are happening in his team, and how grateful he is for the leaders in his team and what they're making happen in Cincinnati, and also to Tom Volz Jr., who started off the call in such a powerful way. And it's amazing what's happening all around the country with this team, with this company, with this product, just with this opportunity. But really, when you get down to it, this family, we feel like it's family. So we thank all of you for tuning in today, and for all the people who stepped up and shared. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. We love you. Go out and have a powerful day. Lots of love, and we'll talk with you all on the call tomorrow. It's going to be an hour later. It is a workshop-style call, and it is going to be amazing information, amazing opportunity to share once again. So, all right, everybody go out there and have a beautiful day.
You know, I get excited every morning when I do these calls. And 4 days out of the week, Jim and I and John do these calls, and we've got them created and set up in a way that it's about the positive effect, focusing on leadership, focusing in on the attitude. But on Fridays, we tie this in because Garrett ties his call into Feedback Friday. And every Friday, I hear different types of testimonials. And today, hearing somebody that just wanted to share about how the love he's gotten from a team while he's going through a cancer situation meant a lot to him and was the difference. And I look at this week and see how many different celebrities have died from early in the week till just yesterday, and how many times they didn't have family around them. They didn't have a team around them that was loving on them. They seemed to be takers. You know, Ed McMahon was destitute financially. Farrah Fawcett was privileged enough to have Ryan O'Neal by her side, and there was Michael yesterday that, you know, a lot of takers, but not that core family, you know, that's there. And when we look at building teams here in network marketing, it is about family. It is about building something that you're not out there by yourself. You know, even if you're building on the internet, there's a live family, a virtual family that's there with you to grow. So everybody needs to look at that and think about that as they're moving forward, so that when you're out there looking for a team, if you don't have a team yet, you know where to go, what to do, and you have some benchmarks of stuff that you're truly looking for in order to build your team. Because I'll tell you, when Jim Galehouse called me and said, "Troy, I want to talk to you about going into business," and we spent 3, 4, 5 hours together looking at what he was doing, looking at the radio shows, looking at his main business in the network marketing arena, looking at some little side things we could use to help build our team, you know, we built that relationship first. It wasn't about business, and it's become a family. And you guys heard us yesterday as we were talking about how none of us go through a day without reaching out to each other in one way or another. So, you know, Jim just came on the line, and Jim, I don't know if you heard Garrett's or Feedback Friday today, but it was just people sharing, but there was one message in particular. It was a gentleman that's fresh on the team, but he's got skin cancer, and he was just sharing about how much it meant to him that the team was reaching out to him personally and working with him in that facet versus just talking about business and what's in it for them. And then I tied that in with the fact that we've seen 3 celebrities die this week, and out of the 3, 2 of them, which made millions in their lifetime, were basically financially broke with really not a lot of family around them, and how in our team it is about family.
You know, Troy, it really, the strongest message that I have gathered in the time that I've been involved in this industry, it comes back time and time again to the thing that I'll get on my bully pulpit about. You've heard me talk about it. You know, anybody that's been around, you know, for any length of time, that's listened to us on Aces Radio Live or any of the live stuff that I do, is all about the importance of time. Time is the only irreplaceable asset in the universe. You look at Michael Jackson, who has had literally hundreds of millions of dollars pass through his lifetime, and yet the circumstances, you know, God bless him, may he rest in peace, you know, the circumstances that his life has been in the last few years, and no matter what level of wealth that he's had, you can't buy more time.
Nope.
You know, you can buy a new home in Dubai, you can buy, you know, you can replace Neverland, you can do these things, but you can't buy more time. Time is the most precious asset, the only irreplaceable asset that we have in the universe. How we choose to invest that time and with whom truly determines the legacy that we're able to leave when we're gone. And for me, I mean, I've told Annette, you know, when my time comes to pass, you know, I hope they actually write, you know, "Here lies a very noble doorman." Mm-hmm. Because my objective in life is nothing more than open doors for people. Whether they choose to walk through them, I have no control over that. That's entirely in their hands and in God's hands. And one of the smartest things I ever learned was when I stopped trying to control things, and I put things in God's hands, they have a way of working out for the best.
Not necessarily
on my timeline. Everything's on God's timeline, not on ours. But when we realize that, we accept that, and we place that emphasis on other people. You know, this gentleman that you were talking about with skin cancer, you know, my prayers are with him. My prayers are with his family. Because what we do in this life and with whom we invest our time is truly what's going to determine our legacy.
You know, you hit that one right on. And when I look at legacies and I look at my family, I look at other families, you know, I've seen some great legacies in network marketing that have gone on to outlive their original founders, and their families are still current. I look at Farrah Fawcett, and I see Ryan O'Neal and their children, and the fact that her legacy will live on through her kids. You know, I see Ed McMahon, and I see the devastation was there, but I'm sure something will live on. And then I look at Michael, And I pray for those children because the legacy is so skewed right now that I guarantee you over the next few months we're going to see, instead of resting in peace, we're going to see a war that has to do with his estate and his children. And last night as I was disseminating everything that was going on the news, I looked over at little Jetty, and there he is playing with his Transformers, and we're going to see Transformers 2 today. And I thought, you know, the love that I have for my wife and the love that I have for my kids and the love that I have for my team of just wanting to be able to pass it on, just wanting people to understand you got to live life like an epic adventure. And Jimmy, if people will go and pick out any epic adventure, I don't care if it's Star Wars or Gone with the Wind, and they really watch it for what it is, they will see that there's some highs, there's some lows, there's some plateaus, but in the end, the good guy wins. And when I go back and I take that to the biblical side of things, and I look at the epic adventure from Genesis to Revelation, for not getting into the debate of theology, just looking at the stories, there's some highs, there's some lows, there's some plateaus, but in the end, the good guys win. And if we will just look at life that way and realize to take the John Maxwell rule of 101%, and if we will go out there and find the 1% with anybody that we may disagree with and give it 100% of our effort, we will see our lives go in a whole different fashion. Because when you say we don't control the time, we really don't control the time. You know, and yesterday was a prime example of that. Here's a man that is preparing for 50 new concerts. He's got Lou Ferrigno training him on a personal level, and he dies. Doesn't matter why he died. He just died. You know, when your time's up, you can't run from that, so you better give that love out. Tim Sanders, the former chief solutions officer at Yahoo, I've said before, calls it being a love cat. Man, just pass that love around. Help people. Jimmy, you call it the doorman. Open the door and let other people in, because that, in the end, that's all that matters. The more people that we can help change their lives, the better off we are. I had a guy yesterday, and I'm going to turn it back over to you. He said, I think I'm ready to come into the business. And I said, I think you're not ready to come into the business. Because until you're totally dedicated and totally committed and totally believe in your heart that this is the best product in its category, it's the best opportunity available today for you and your family, you're not ready to come into the business. I don't want you wasting your investment, nor do I want your wife thinking, I told him so, I knew he wasn't going to do it. You know, and that's how we got to look at life. We've got to tear people to honest truth, give them the love, and take this thing to a whole new level, buddy.
So what you're touching on is just in line with, you know, some of the teachings of a mentor that I'm a huge fan of, and that's Mr. Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn talks about all the time in some of his interviews that, you know, when people are afraid of what the coming 10 years are going to look like, he says, you know, the coming 10 years are going to look a lot like the last 10 years. There's going to be peaks, valleys, and joys and disappointments, and every step of the way, we're going to have to take a look at it, and it's not what happens to us in life that matters, but rather how we react to what happens that determines our character and points and guides our ship through the course of life in our journey towards whatever goals that we set for ourselves. You know, and quite honestly, Troy, I'm excited about this afternoon. We've got John Milton Fogg coming on Aces Radio Live with us this afternoon. Mm-hmm. John's going to be talking about a whole bunch of different things that are going on, everything from his book, The Greatest Networker in the World, to Time for Network Marketing, to a project that he's got going on here in the coming months that's going to be a weekend with The Greatest Networker. And I'm excited to be able to share that with our guests and our listening audience, because John's always a wealth of knowledge that, you know, people need to plug into. So,
man, absolutely.
Tell them how they can find us and when and where they can find us this afternoon.
You know what? You can find us at acesradiolive.com. We're going to be live on the air. We're going to be streaming this internationally on the web between 5 and 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Listen, I've known John for years, and I've read everything he's ever written. I've had time to spend with him and his wife and his kids. This is a man that if you're new to network marketing, if you're old and have never listened to him, you want to be on the call. He is full of solid wisdom. AcesRadioLive.com, 5 to 6 p.m. Central. We'll see you all then. Have a God-filled, gorgeous day, as Garrett McGrath always says. We'll see you tonight.
Have a great weekend, everybody.